Now, when it comes to food, you want to take a look at your body type. I would suspect you probably got a big head and you got a big frame. If that's true, you're probably a Kapha body type. You can call the order line and get a diet for the Kapha. And this is really anti-Kapha. So it tells you what fruit you can eat. It tells you what food you can eat so that instead of experiencing what most Kaphas do, they walk by the food, they inhale, and they gain weight. Okay? This is not going to happen anymore. And you're going to be able to sit down and have two or three pieces of fruit that's for your body type, and you feel fine. You're going to be able to eat a meal and feel fine. But you're going to have to follow some rules if you want this little gold ring.
Right.
And they're available to you. And you can see by using Adaptogen and Slim Body Whey, you lost 10 pounds. You can probably lose another 10 pounds with it. But are you going to get down to 195? Are you going to be able to stay there easily? You know, you're going to have to fight for it. Okay?
All right. Okay. My question was about, and you mentioned something I've heard you say before. I'm not familiar with these body
types.
Body types.
You can go online and look it up. You can go online and look each of them. There's Pitta Kapha Vata. The Vata is our canary. We put them in the mine. When they die, we know we got to get out. The Pitta has got the reddish face, wiry, generally speaking, can eat anything they want. They don't gain weight. And then the Kapha, that's the larger frame. They get too close to food. They gain weight. And
right.
These are pure forms. They're actually 16 combinations of forms. And you can find your combination. But if Kapha is dominant, you can just start eating a Kapha diet. It gives you great freedom of food, but it lets you control the weight without killing yourself. See, that's the thing. It's got to be a program you're happy about. You know what I mean?
Right.
If there isn't, you're not going to do it. And the reason people go on a diet, they lose the weight, and then they gain it right back, is they don't want to eat the way they ate on that diet. This,
right.
What I'm suggesting is you've now got a strategy. For example, when I get up, I have fruit. I take a drink with me to work. And at night, I have a light dinner. And maybe two or three times a week, I'll have a really hefty meal, and it'll be 5 or 6 o'clock or something. And
right.
And that carries me, see, because the way you were engineered, the amino acids need to be replaced every 72 hours, not every single meal. We way overeat as a nation. We way overeat protein. And it's very hard on the kidneys. It spends our minerals. It gives us misery from head to toe. So you don't need to eat like that. You just need enough protein. Every 3 days, you need a little kick in the pants for sure. And that's it. And that's how you used to eat when you were foraging for your food.
Okay.